The corpses were horribly mutilated. The bodies had been literally massacred. Of one corpse, only a torso was left. The other one, at least, still had remnants of leg stumps. Overall, we were looking at blood-encrusted carcasses. Some of the flesh had been torn to the bone. Whoever had done this was a paragon of cruelty and downright diabolical inhumanity. "Not a pretty sight, is it?" the inspector stated. "Any attempt to identify the victims is futile. There is no basis for that." Holmes circled the table and said, "Certainly, at first glance, there is little to see here except for the fact that a brutal butcher was at work. However, as far as the identification of the dead is concerned, allow me to raise the question. Is there anyone in town known to be missing?" "No, no one," Summers replied. "Therefore, I assume that the individuals are not local." "Very well, Watson," Holmes prompted me. "Go ahead and work your magic." I frowned and alternately eyed the two corpses. From a forensic point of view, ad hoc, I can say the following. I explained, "The cause of death is most likely loss of blood to match, given the massive injuries. Frankly, the removal of extremities may also cause immediate death. In addition, it seems as if someone had used a cleaver or large knives to mutilate the bodies, although the exact..."